Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. And we're beginning a brand new siman tonight, Ayin Vav, which is all about Lehizara Mitzoa Bishas Kriyashma, how careful a person has to be from excrement when he's saying Kriyashma, that it is forbidden to read the Kriyashma in the presence of excrement. The Mechaber begins and he says, Tzoa Ba'ashashas, if you have Tzoa excrement that is found behind the glass, Mutu Likros Kenegda, you are allowed to read Kriyashma Keneged opposite such Tzoa, Afal Pishirosa, even though you can see this Tzoa Derech Daf Noseh through the glass partition. Why are you allowed to do this? Mishum Debechisui Tola Rachmona, because the Isser against reading Kriyashma while you're in the presence of Tzoa has not to do with seeing it, Elo. You have to cover up your tzoa, and this is covered up, albeit it's covered up with glass, but it is covered up. As opposed to erva, which we pointed out, the issur is not that the erva should be covered up only, but that you can't see the erva. Mishneh Berurah comments over here in Sivkot Nalef, and he says, this ashoshis, this glass over here, is either glass, ushoshuchis, or dover acher hamanir, or anything else that you can see through. Sivkot Beis, the Mishneh Berurah says, likros, it's permissible to read kriyashma, even though you can see the tzoa through the glass. Da, the b'chol ha'alochos elu at simen peches. The Mishneh Berurah has an important klal over here. He says, in all of these halachos that we've been learning and that we'll continue to learn through simen peches, where we're talking in these halachos about not being allowed to say kriyashma, he says, it's not only kriyashma. He says, v'chein le'inyon iser erva hanizkor le'al, and all for the halachos that we learned from ayin dalet and ayin hey, all of these halachas are not only kriyashma, komokum shiniska hadin le'inyon kriyashma, wherever we said that you're not allowed to read kriyashma, we also meant bein le'inyon heter, bein le'inyon iser, whether it was for a kula or a chumra in these halachos, who lav dafka kriyashma. We're not only talking about, yes, you can read, or no, you can't read kriyashma, to who hadin, the same halach applies, Torah, utvila, v'chol inyoni akdusha. This is true for learning Torah, for davening, and for any other inyonim of kedusha, the same halacha supply. Even though we said kriyashma, we really mean all of these other things as well. And this is true, bein shomim b'loshon hakodesh, bein b'loshon chol, whether you're saying them in Hebrew or you're saying them in your foreign language. The Dirshu footnote number one brings down a bir halacha in Simon Tof Kuf Peches, with the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Shlomo Tzinu She'osu L'kayim Mitzvah She'gufo O'ino Noki, or B'mokum She'ino Noki. Says he has a difficulty understanding over here why the Chofetz Chaim wrote over here that this is true for Chol Inyoni Kedusha, because we'll see that we never find that you can't do a mitzvah if the place is not clean. For example, is it also to wear tzitzis, to wear a talis katan in the bathroom, or in a place that's not clean? V'lo Motzino came b'shumakum. We don't find such a din, and therefore he's left over there with the tzarech iyan. However, the Mati Ephraim brings down that no, this is correct. L'chumra mishum she'eno garua mehira divrei Torah. Just like you're not allowed to think divrei Torah in such places, so too you are not allowed to go and do a mitzvah in such places. Ein lasos avodas Hashem derech bizoyon. You shouldn't do any avoda in a way that would be a bizoyon, a busha to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shlomo Zalman explains that the kavan of the bir halacha is rak lechatchila. Lechatchila, you shouldn't do something that is a mitzvah in a place that's metunuf. Shetzorach lidcho says kiyum a mitzvah, push off doing the mitzvah until you have an opportunity to do it in a clean place. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't do the mitzvah at all if there's no alternative. And therefore, a person is allowed to wear tzitzis in a place that is metunuf, that is dirty or filthy, and certainly a person is allowed to give tzedakah in such a place as well. The footnote continues and brings down an interesting question of what you'd be allowed to read in the bathroom. And he says, for example, Svarim Hadonim Binyanin Tikkun Amidos, character building Svarim that aren't based upon Chazal, Elo Al Chochmas Techunas HaNefesh, but are based upon building moral fiber and character traits. So he brings down the name of Shlomo Zalman that it would be Osir La'ayin Behen in the Beis HaKiseh, because this is also considered learning Torah. However, reading something like Ben Sira in the bathroom, which is one of the books that did not make it into the Sifrei Tanakh, although it is often quoted in the Gemara, reading such a book in the bathroom would be permissible. Kivon Shadino Kichokmos Chitzonios. This has the status of secular wisdom, which is mutter to read in a place that you're not allowed to even think Divrei Torah. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel writes, V'magia lo reach ra, if in the place where you are, you can still smell the excrement, then it would be usur over there to read Kriya Shema, learn Torah, etc., as we just said. And even according to the opinion that we'll learn in Siman Ayin Tesef Beis, the Hav Soka Moelis L'Reach Ra, that a partition can separate out a bad smell, that's only Davko Mechitza Shehu Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. That's only when it's a separate entity, the partition makes it into a separate entity where the tzo is. Avo Kefias Kli Lo, but just putting some sort of a container on top of the excrement doesn't create that into a separate entity. However, Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikomakom ein tzorach b'zeh dal amos b'makom shkol areach." You don't have to go 4 amos from the place where the smell stops. Ela kozman she'ein magia elov. As long as you can't smell it, sagi, it would be acceptable. And this is the opinion of the Prima Gadim b'simin zeh. Avol b'simin ayin tes in the Mishnah Sozov, there the Prima Gadim says he's left with the tzorach ian whether this is acceptable. And he says as well, look at the bir halacha over there for a more complete discussion. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Soa Beguma, if you have excrement inside a pit. So all you have to do is Maniach Sandolo Aleha, you cover up the pit with your foot, with your sandal, your shoe that's on your foot, the Kori, and then it's covered up, and you don't smell it, obviously. So therefore, you would be allowed to go and read Kriyashma, or learn, or daven, as we just explained in the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Bays. Why is this permitted? The chashiva kimechusa, because when you put your foot over it, it is considered as if it's covered up. And as we mentioned before, and here is when the Chava says it, the kivon she'ein reyach ra magielo, since you don't smell the excrement, it's covered up, it doesn't have an odor to it, mutter, it is permissible to read Kriya Shema, learn Davin in this place. V'hu shloye sandolo no geyaba, but you have to be careful that your shoe is not actually touching the excrement, it's only covering up the hole, and the excrement is deeper inside the hole. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet writes, lav davka sandal, it doesn't have to be only your sandal, hu adin be'ezadov shemachasa mahani, anything that covers up the hole would be acceptable. Why did he say a sandal? The knockout sandal. He said the sandal, the low temo, the bottle, the gabi gufo, the heavy commotion, machasa, so baraglo yechefa. Because you might have said that sandal is considered subordinate to his body. And you're not allowed to cover up the hole with your foot. It would be considered if you have the sandal on and the sandal subordinate to your body, like you're covering up the hole with just your foot alone. Obivada in gufo choshev kitso, your body is not considered an acceptable cover. Therefore, kamashulan, he had to tell us your sandal is not considered subordinate to your foot in this regard. Sivkot and hay. Shalo yehei sandalu no geba. But you have to be careful that if you're covering up the excrement of the hole, that your shoe doesn't touch the excrement. Mishnah Berurah says rotsalo. He means to say over here, afilu meinatzo mispashet al stodeh sandal mibachutz v'enonira. This is true even if it's touching just the sole of your shoe or your sandal, and it doesn't go around the side and isn't visible. Afal gav di be'ashoshes afilu no geba dvuka boshareh mibneish enonira mibachutz. Even though by glass, even if it's attached to the glass, it's still acceptable to read on the other side of the glass because you're only seeing it through the glass and not seeing it on the sides. Your sandalo is goratve. The bottom of your shoe is considered worse. Why? Mipnei sha'ata humalbushlo, because it's now considered your clothing, and it's as if it's the excrement is on your clothing. You're not allowed, of course, read Shema when you have excrement on your clothing. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Alkeinim chalotzo v'chisa boshori. If you took off your sandal and then you covered up the hole, even then if the excrement was touching the bottom of your sandal, then it would still be acceptable because that's covering up the hole and you're not wearing the sandal, so it's not considered like it's on your guf. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ayin the Olas Talmud of the Prima Godim, Shemitzadin Lomar, they want to say, Diem achar shekora kriyashma ubirchosel. After you noticed, after you read the Kriya Shema and the Brachos, then you notice Motzot Tso Dvukam Sandalo. You see that you have some excrement on the bottom of your shoe, Mitachtiso, only on the bottom part, not on the sides. What should you do? Chozer v'kori Kriya Shema. Read the Kriya Shema again, below Bechasel, but don't have to read the Brachos of the Kriya Shema. And he says, look there for the explanation. Why not? V'im nispashi that Tsoa gam tzodei asandal mibuchutz. But if the Tsoa, the excrement, is visible on the sides, halacha we will learn in Siv Ches in tomorrow's shir, or in 2 days' shir in Siv Katan Lamed in the Mishnah Berurah. Dusha footnote number 5 brings down an important Orach HaShulchan and also Kafachai Musay. Therefore, Yesh Li Zor Kishiyotzi Mimesa Kise, when a person goes out of the bathroom or any other place where it's filthy there, he has to be careful. Shiyakaneach Na'ol of Heitev. He should be careful to wipe off the bottom of his sole of his shoe. Call him Shiyakonis Lebesa Knesses L'Spal before he goes inside his shul to daven. Because if he has the excrement on the bottom of his shoe, then he won't be able to daven, nor will anybody else. As well, he brings down the Kaf HaChaim, Shalora Kodem Achnisa LeBeis HaKnesses, not only before you enter the shul, but also when you leave the bathroom, Kimiyad Sheyotzi MiBeis HaKisei, Yikaneach Na'alav Heitiv, you should wipe off the bottom of your feet very well, because you're going to make the Bracha of Asher Yotzar, and you're not allowed to have any Tzoa, Dvuka L'Na'alo, attached to the bottom of your shoe there as well. Dirsha footnote number 7 brings down that these halachas we've been talking about are dealing with tzoa. What about urine? So he brings down from the Eish Avraham Mivachach, Yesh Lahachmir in regards to urine as well. Mishum Shisur Midrabanun, who came to Araisa. When the rabbis set this up, they set it up as a din derabanan, but it has a similar dinim as the Doraisa tzoa. However, the Kavah Chaim argues, and he says, Tzoa dvukala sandalo nunifsha tasofik migmora. This is really a question in the Gemara, and we never really answered it. We go to Chumrah, but we never really answered it. And therefore, ein lahachmin b'mei raglayim, shisurim rak midrabanan. Therefore, we don't have to take upon ourselves a stringency in regards to urine, which is only a din derabanan. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Haviru tzoa lufanav. If somebody passes excrement in front of you, also likros kenegda, you're not allowed to read Kriyashma, learn Torah, Davin, while the excrement is passing in front of you. Likewise, upi hachazir kitzoa veres domi. The mouth of a chazir, of a hog, a pig, also has the halachic status as if it were tzoa walking in front of you, because their mouths are filthy, and therefore we have to presume that they have tzoa in their mouth, and it has halachic status as if they're tzoa in front of you. And this is true afilu olimin anahar, even if the pig is coming right out of the river, ein haruchitzim weleslo, washing in the river won't remove this chashash of tzoa, the havi kegrav shori, because he is like a waste container, chamber pot, filled with feces, which the halacha brewer says can't really be clean, so even though the pig just came out of the water, it's like a chamber pot that just was washed off with water, it still has the status of tzoa. Piv dome lekli shel tzoa shein ruchitzum wilolo. The pig's mouth is compared to his chamber pot that had excrement in it that washing it doesn't avail itself of any benefit. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Zayin writes, Lefonov, the tzoa is moving in front of you, hu adin im haiso shota pnei hamayim. The same thing would be if the tzoa was floating by on the water. Sivkot and Ches, Kenegda, the Mishnah Berurah writes, look at the Beis Yosef, the sover, the ein lechalek bein tzoa kvuli over. It doesn't make a difference whether the tzoa is stationary or moving. Alkein gam bezeh bo'inun harchokum yilufonov kivlo einov. You need to separate yourself from it, the full length of your eyes, the full length of vision in front of you, or else you're not allowed to read Kriyashma. And behind you, milachorov, dalet amos mimokum shekol reach. At least it has to be 4 amos away from you from the point where the smell is still present. And this is the opinion of the Taz and the Prichodosh as well. Mishnah Berurah says, Ach, im heviru tzoa milafonov al pnei rochbo. Meaning that the tzoa is passing in front of you, but not directly in front of you. It's somewhat off on the side. Ozdai bedal ramos. It's adequate if you're 4 amos away from the tzoa, and obviously you can't smell it, and you're also 4 amos away from it. Dainu kodim shemagil adal ramosav. And this is talking about before it came within the dal ramos that you were within. O achar shenischachukum imenu dal ramos. Or after it's gone beyond the 4 amos that you're in, then shari, you would be allowed to read kriyashma as long as it's not directly in front of you. Kivin shu oz mitzido, it's considered halachli on the side. Varmina b'simen ayin tes, the mitzido havi kamoli achorev, and we'll learn later on in ayin tes that on the side it's considered as if it's behind you, and that is the sagi b'dalet amos mimakom shkol areach. That would be adequate as long as you don't smell it. 4 amos away from the last point that you could smell it behind you or to the sides is sufficient. In front of you, directly in front of you, you're not allowed to see it. Mishnah Berurah points out the ad makom shkol areach until where the bad odor is no longer present. Hukamot tzoa mamish. Up until there, i.e. if you can smell it, it's as if the tzoa is actually right there, even though it's only the odor that's there. Why? Kivan dereach ra sheyesh lo ikarhu. Because the bad smell is considered mamoshus. It's considered as if there's actual tzoa over there, as we'll learn in Siman Ayin Tes. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Bach and the Eliyarabah, who paskin. The kivan the tzoa overis he. Since we're talking here about moving tzoa, they know a medes malkum echo, and it's not standing still in one place. Sage barachakas dalit amos mimokum shekol areach apilu milfonav. They are more makel, and they say even right in front of you, since it's moving. As long as it's moving, and you no longer can smell it, you're not within the dalit amos of where the smell stopped. Then, even if it's directly in front of you, you're allowed to read kriyashma. However, v'yesh la'achmi lechatchila. Even the Bach and the Eliyarabah say it's only b'diavet lechatchila. You should wait. Olinim b'diavet. What is the halacha? Im kvar kara vispalel, if you did already went and read the Shema, v'haisa tzoa veres lefonav chutzal dalet amos, and the tzoa was beyond dalet amos, so then he brings down the Prima Godim, who says as follows, u'kvar kasavnu, kol hechad ikav plukso chozev v'kori kriyashma, below bir chosel. The answer is, b'di'evet, go read over the kriyashma, but you don't have to read over the brachos of kriyashma. U'betvila, eno chozev mispalel, and by Shmona Esrei, you don't even have to go and repeat it over. And he says you can look further in the Prima Gadim over there for more details on this. Sivkot and Tess, the Mishnah Berurah writes that the pig has the status of a garaf shori'i, a chamber pot filled with excrement. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, what happens if the pig is outside? V'im hachalon pasuach v'chazir over. In Mutalikros, if you have a pig walking outside within your vision, but it's outside, and you can see the pig walking, are you allowed to read Kriyashma? So he says, look in Simon Ayin Tes, Sif Beis, and the Bir Halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah over there, and we'll wait till we get there to learn the din fully, but in Dirshu footnote number 11, he does point out, that if the person is Otsim is Einov, if he closes his eyes, in this situation, you definitely can be Mekel. However, if your eyes are open, it's preferable to wait till the pig goes by, rather than recite the Kriyat Shema right in and there, and that is in fact the halacha. We'll just begin Sif Dalid, but we won't conclude it. The Machaber writes, Haysa Tsoa al Besara, if you have some sort of excrement on your skin, on your flesh, but it's covered up by your clothing, or you stick your hand into the bathroom through some sort of a hole in the wall, but your hand is there, but you don't smell any excrement, you don't smell the bad odor. So yesh matirim, likros, yesh osrim. There are some that permit you to read in this situation, and there are some poskim that say you cannot read kriyashma in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud explains, umish yodim in tunafos mikinuach besakis, if somebody's hands are filthy from wiping himself in the bathroom, im ein behem amoshet soa, he doesn't actually have excrement on his hands, el lichluch bi'almo v'holach recha, but it's dirty, but there is no odor to it, v'hi al yodo, and it's on his hands, dumyo demilmule zeya, and it has the halachic status here of sweat, or just dirt, then shari likros kinegda afilu b'likisui, then somebody else is able to read the kriyashma in his presence. V'davka acher, but somebody else only, mishum delavka tzoa dam, because it's not really tzoa, and for the other person, it's not on their hands or on their body. Aval hu gufa, but on his own self, if somebody has dirty hands or he just scratched his head, he's not allowed to read the kriyashma or daven until he washes his hands. Even though there's no tzoa here, it's dirty. If he doesn't have water to clean his hands well, he at least has to wipe them on something, as we've learned previously in Simon Dalid, and looking as well in the Bir Halacha for further details. Sivkot Yud Alef, the Chaber wrote that if there's a hole in the bathroom, you stick your hand in there, you're allowed to read according to some opinions. According to other opinions, you're not allowed to read. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Alef writes, wrote Salomar, Mechitza yesh beino levein hakise, you have a mechitza, the wall, in between your body and the bathroom, and you've stuck your hand through this hole, and that is the situation. Dilo temahach, because if you don't say this, halo yesh omrim besimim pegimul da'asu likros kineged mechitza beis hakise, you're not allowed to read next to the mechitza of the beis hakise, because it has kitzoa dami, it has the halachic status of tzoa. So we seem to be talking here that there is a mechitza next to you in the wall, otherwise there'd be a problem just reading next to the wall of the bathroom. And this will conclude today's share.